Okay, today's shiur is Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chavav, and we are finishing up another week, Baruch Hashem, of Yesh Nochlin, as we continue. And again, today's shiur is sponsored, L'Zecher Nishmas Yosef Rafal Ben Isar, sponsored L'Zecher Nishmas, so for these 2 weeks. Okay, so we are up to Amar Rav Papa, Kuf Chav Hei Amar Beis, fourth to last line, where Rav Papa says, Hilchaza, this is the sum up of the sugya that we have been talking about for a couple of days, says Rav Papa, Hilchasa, Ein Habal Noto Baroi Kiba Mochsak. I'll mention one thing I did not get to mention yesterday. Hilchasa, Ein Habal Noto Baroi Kiba Mochsak. A husband does not take Ra'ui like he takes Mochsak. If a woman has Ra'ui when she dies, meaning if she yarshins something after she dies, so the husband does not yarshin that, even though most of the time we have the concept of roi by regular Yerusha, but not by the husbands. We discussed at the beginning of the Perek, if you remember, our discussion in the Achronim, we saw it from a footnote in the Ritva, a major footnote in that the husband's Yerusha is different than all other types of Yerusha. The husband does not get it through Mishmush. Right, it's not a din of it goes to him because he's not a blood relative. All the other types of Yerusha go through Mishmush. It's a different type of din. And that's why there are many nafkaminas between the husband's Yerusha and others. And this is one of them. One of them is that a husband does not take Be'ra'ui. We discussed yesterday, though, in Tosfos, the other way, a woman taking the ksuba, the opposite direction. We had yesterday, does a husband not take Ra'ui at all? Any milves? What about Nichsei Malug? The Rush says yes. Tosfos says maybe not at all. So we had that discussion. But what about the woman taking the ksuba? So he mentioned from Rabbeinu Yonah that a woman takes Ra'ui from the ksuba. Even though a husband does not take Ra'ui from her possessions, a woman takes Ra'ui from his possessions. Either because it never says not, it never says she doesn't get it from Ra'ui. Or Rabbeinu Yonah said there's a different definition of Ra'ui when it comes to the ksuba. Because after all, is it Ra'ui? Maybe there's she already has a schus in the nechasim of the ksuba. It's already written to her from the moment of the marriage. It's not payable yet, but it's already written to her. She already has zechuyos, and the language of Rabbeinu Yonah is based on shibud de Reb Nasan. Shibud de Reb Nasan of A is chayef to B, B is chayef to C, so then A is chayef to C in some way. So really, the woman can collect from the Baalei Chovos of the husband because they owe her in terms of the ksuba. And then we mentioned right at the end that we know that the Rishonim quote that Bizman Hazeh, even though this whole discussion is about Karka, Bizman Hazeh, since the times of the Gaonim already said, nowadays people like money. People like money, people like items instead of property. So that is the das of Rov HaNashim today. And that's what Tosfos says in the continuation on the top of Kuf Chav Vav Min Aleph, that nowadays people collect from Metal Tzolin, and this is also quoted in the Rambam. The Rambam already quotes this Takana. It was prevalent not only in Baalei Tosfos in France, but also quoted in the Svarad lands. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Tezayin Alach Hazayin. Tiknu ha-Gaonim b'chol ha-yeshivas. Right, the Gaonim and all the yeshivas. Surah Pupadisa. The Gaonim and all the yeshivas already made the Takana. Shetehe Isha Govek Subasa Acharei Mosbaila Af Minah Metaltalin. A woman collects her ksuba after her husband dies, even from Metaltalin, movable items. Kiderech Shehiskinu Lebal Chov Likvos Minah Metaltalin. Just like a Bal Chov. Look what I wrote elsewhere, the Rambam says. I wrote about a Bal Chov, so too by a woman. Upashta Takana Zu Berov Yisrael. And this takana has already spread, and this is what the halacha is. V'chein shar tnai ksuba, kulan kiksuba hein. V'yashad b'betalton kibakarka. All tnai ksuba. We know there are many tnai ksuba, all of Mesachas ksubas. Middle prakim are about the tnai ksuba, the fourth parak, the fifth parak. So that all can be collected from betalton. Chutz, miksubas banan dichrin. Except for ksubas banan dichrin, which is one of the tnai ksuba, that if a woman gets remarried, her children from a previous marriage will yarshin her ksuba. There's a special din of ksubas banan dichrin, so that we don't find by betaltalin. Shalom atzanu minag yirushasa pashut b'chol hayishivas. Laficha ani omer ma'amidin osa al dinat talmud, shen yarshin ksubas iman ela minakarka. Okay, that's the only one. You only want two bit banan different. But other than that, always collect from Metaltalin. This is Allah Varam quotes in the Chaskiya Matana as well, and other places that nowadays everything is from Metaltalin. Why? Because people focus on Metaltalin, people expect to get Metaltalin and not Karka. So that's why halachas, the application of the halachas changed Bizman Azeh. Okay, so back to Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, Omar Rav Papa, Hilchasa, four lines from the bottom. Ein abal nota barai kibem muchsak. A husband does not take ra'ui like he takes in muchsak, because the husband's Yerusha, quote unquote, is not really Yerusha. It's a different type of Yerusha. It is a Tanai Ksuba. That's how we mentioned it a few weeks ago. It's a Tanai Ksuba that the husband Yarshes the woman, but it's not Yerusha in regular terms, and that's why it wouldn't come from Ra'ui. Right? That is just similar to this the following din. Ve'en a Bechar nota b'roi kibem mochsak. A Bechar, a firstborn, also does not take Roi like he does mochsak. That also might be a reflection that the double portion that a Bechar takes is not regular Yerusha. It's not like his chelak pashut, but it's something different. The ein abachar noto pishtai b'milveh. And finally, the halacha, what we've been discussing the past blot and a half, the halacha is that a bachar does not take pishnayim in a milveh, bein shegavu karka, bein shegavu mos. Even though yesterday there was a machlokas, we reject both of them. We pass in like Shmuel, who says, a bachar does not get pishnayim at all in any type of milveh. It does not matter what the estate collected, land or money. And finally, milveshi imo palgi. A milve with him is split. What does that mean? Rashbam on top. If the son had borrowed money from the father, what if the bechor borrowed money from the father? Does he get a double portion in that money? Is that called muchsak? Because he's muchsak. That's the question on top. Palgi. Chelik b'chora yachloku b'nei, the first top Rashbam. B'milva she'imo, sh'abachor nischayev l'aviv. Palgi, what's the halacha? You split it. Half of it he gets a double portion, half of it he does not get a double portion. Why? Because the Rashbam says, t'havi mamon hamutal b'safik. V'cholkin. You don't know what to do? You don't know whether this is considered muchsak to the father and therefore he should get a double portion or if it's roi. But if it's roi, he's the muchsak, the b'chor anyways. Isn't that better? So you're not sure? That's why we split it. Tosfos does not like this reason because we don't paskin like Sumchus, who is the author of that shita. Tosfos in the little Tosfos, b'milva shimo pligi, lo mishum to kaimelon mamon amutu b'slavi cholkin, to lo kaimelon ke Sumchus. Get the preachers like, we don't paskin like Sumchus. Ella takanes chachamim hi hacha, u'b'makam shum b'furish pehedi yudu cholkin. Right, special takana d'rabanan. Takana d'rabanan that you split it, but not because of the shita of sumchus. The Rashbam on the bottom of the previous Amud also quoted an important halacha when the Gemara says the bechor is not notel pishnayim in any type of milveh. Says the Rashbam, this does not apply to a milveh al hamashkon. Does not apply where the milveh was done and the father has a mashkon, has a collateral of a milveh owed to him. Those are collectible. Those are collectible. And therefore, that is considered muchzak. Says the Rashbam on the bottom. Even a milveh bishtar is not considered muchzak. Delav hai karka v'lav hai nimos shavak lahon, as we discussed yesterday. V'avile roi. Last line. V'tafis ala mashkon afilu l'raf papa b'charnotel pishnayim k'tekayim alon balchov kone mashkon. When the father has a mashkon on a loan, then the son takes, the bechor takes a double portion, because he has a mashkon. So ask that's what the Gemara says. He goes to Rabbi Yitzchak, the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, bal chov kone mashkon. So the question is, well, the bal chov is kone the mashkon, but isn't the chov still ra'ui? He owes me $100, but I have a collateral of his. So that's the chiddush of bal chov kone mashkon. There's a real shibud here. What does that mean? So as the achronim say, the way, right, no matter what yeshiva you learn in, this is a lot of times said in Yiddish, even though it's not usually learned in Yiddish. They say, in der mashkon lichtechov. What does that mean? It means that the mashkon is somehow a physical embodiment of the loan itself. You owe me the loan, that's true. But when I have the mashkon, that's a siman. That symbolizes the mashkon. That's a physical embodiment. Like I said, that's a mamashi item that I have that symbolizes the chov. And it's as if I'm holding on to the chov. Even though it's a mashkon and I might give back the mashkon eventually when you pay me for it. But that is the way we view the mashkon. Rabbi Chanan says this. He doesn't say it in the Yiddish phrase. That's how I heard it from a number of Rebbeim. But Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shirim in Psachim, he quotes the Rimigash from Maseches Shvuas, who defines the kinyan of a mashkon. The lav mikne mamishu el mikne zechusa ba'alma. You're kona a certain type of zchus by having the mashkon. What does that mean? V'yishlomar akavana, says Rabbi Chanan now, Psachim Simin Yudches, to who Bailum al Shivui HaChefetz velo al Gufo Shel Chefetz. You're the Bailum on the value of this item, even though you're not a Bailum on the item itself. I can't be Makdish a Mashkon. If you give me a Mashkon, I can't be Makdish it. It's not really mine, but I'm an owner on the certain zechuyos that this mashkon represents. Aval eno kamo b'chol kinyanim shenikna lo mitchilaso la'olam, el a kinyan mashkon talui b'chol shaita v'shaita b'hachov. Ukishenifka hachov kegon b'ger shemes paka kinyan mashkon. The mashkon only exists as long as the chov exists, because the mashkon is the chov. One second that the chov does not exist anymore, so then the mashkon ceases to exist. That's in the mashkon. In the mashkon, lich the chov is the chov. That's Rabbi Chanan's formulation. That's how many achronim say it. Whenever you quote mashkon, we also look in the Rishonim. How serious is this kinyan? How serious is this kinyan mashkon? So Rashi and Tosfos debate this at the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin. The Rashi is not there, but Tosfos there quotes the Rashi from elsewhere. Kiddushin of Chesam Abeis, that's where the din of Rabbi Yitzchak comes up. Bal Chov Kona Mashkon. Rashi holds that a Bal Chov is Kona Mashkon even his Chayiv Ba'onsin. Even if an Ones occurs, which symbolizes a very serious type of Kinyan. Who's Chayiv and Onsin? Only a Shoel? Only an owner, a real owner. Obviously, if something happens to my property, I have to bear the damage if it is an ones. Or a shoel, which we know also has certain kinyanim, or a ganav. A ganav also is chayv and onsen. But that's because those are very strong. So if Rashi says there's a chayv onsen here, that's really saying that the Baal Chov is coded in a strong way. Tosfos does not accept it. Tosfos on Kiddushin of Chesam of Beis, he quotes Rashi, and he says, I don't think it can be that strong. L'kach nirali shikonis amashkon, l'schayv begreve v'aveda. Go up a little bit. You're not just Pshia, but Gnev Vaveda, which is a little bit of responsibility. It's not really a Kinyan. But there are those we showed him that say it's a real bona fide Kinyan for as long as the Chov exists. Like the language that Rabbi Chanan said. I'll just read you one Shuvas Arash. The Shuvas Arash was made famous by the Ksos. The Ksos says, I've been looking all my life for somebody who says what I want to say, and finally I found a Shuvas Arash from Rabbi Avigdor Cohen Tzedek, and I am very happy about it. So if you look in the Shuvas Arash in Laman Hey, I'm sure he knew all the Shuvas Arashes, but he says in Shuvas Arash in Kla Laman Hey, he talks about a case of Rabbi Avigdor Cohen Tzedek, where the case of Mashkon comes up, and his Lashon is that a Mashkon is a Kinyan Lizman. It's a full Kinyan that you have to give back later. It's kind of like Matana Amanas Lahachzir, which is a full Kinyan right now. Right now it's a Kinyan, you have to give it back, you're right, but that doesn't impact on the fact that it's yours in the interim. Says the Ksos, Yesh Lomar, Dilahachi Kari Le Kinyan Peros, in other kant by Matana Manas Lahachzir, She'enu Yachola Ochlo, Avomiyu Kinyan Haguf L'Sha'a Mikri. It's a Kinyan Haguf L'Sha'a. Ubahachi Sagi Divulakachtem Lachem Ishalachem. He's talking about how could a Lulav and Esrog be Lachem if it's a Matana Manas Lahachzir. It's good enough because you have it for right now in full, even though you have to give it back tomorrow. Mishas Lakicha Kapirachmana Shehevi Shalom Vehaika. And it's yours. And says the Rabbi Avigdor Cohen Tzedek, Mashkon, Aval Gavdilinian Ones, even though regarding Ones, according to many Rishonim, Lokai Virshu say, like Tosfos just said, Miyu, Kivit Shehil Veyu Alav, Umasro Lo Al Milvezu, Zachu Loma Osav Lihiyo Shalo, Elisha Ome Lechazara, Vichiyav Lezuze Hadr Shakale Mine. But the Mashkon and Matan Manas Lahachzir are both Kinyonim Lizman. That's a strong kinyan right presently. And that's what he says. You look in the Lashon, it sounds that way. There's a long shach, I didn't bring it here, but the shach at Siman Ayin Beis has about five columns of shach where he says, I know many Rishonim argue with Rashi, like Tosfos, of there is no chiyuv onsin, but look at the Lashon of the Gemara, Bal Chov Kona Mashkon. It sounds like there's a real kinyan, like the Shuvas Arash, and therefore I have to defend my Rashi. And he goes on for four huge columns, Ba'arichlis, to defend Rashi HaKadosh, that it's a real kinyan, and he answers up all the questions from all the Rishonim, Tosfos, the Ramban, on Rashi. Okay, that's all about Mashkon, but again, there is some type of Kinyan. It's a very big topic. We just did a couple of sources related to the issue of Kinyan Mashkon. Okay, now we're back on top. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi. Says Rav Asi, Bechor Shemicha, Micha. A Bechor that protests, the protest is registered. What does that mean? We're going to go with the Rashban's Pshat. Let's say the Bechor wants to split up the property. Let's split it up. I want to get my double portion. And for some reason, the brothers do not split it up, but instead, they work the land, or they invest the property, and they're mishabeachit. Right? They're mashbiachit, and now it's worth more. Usually, as we said the past couple of days, shevach that the Yarshin themselves do, a Bechor does not get a pishnaim in that, because that is considered from the father. But here, he registered his protest before they did it. If it was up to him, he wanted it. So that Shevach, he's going to get a double portion in. Because we registered his protest, and it wasn't right what they did. Bechor Shemicha, Micha. Yes, the Ritva says that he will have to pay their expenses. He will have to take a portion in the expenses of the Shevach. But if the Shevach is major, then he could get a double portion in that Shevach, because it came from the Chasim that he should have had. Machlokas now within that din of Rav Asi. Amar Rabba, Mistaver Taima de Rav Asi, Ba'anavim Ubatsrum, Zesim Umaskum. Rav Asi makes sense that a Bechor will get a double portion if it was grapes and they trod on the grapes and they made it into grape juice or wine. Zesim grapes which they gathered off the vines. Betsir was gathering it off the vines. Zesim Umaskum, or olives which also they took off of the olive groves. But if they trampled, if they made the wine or the olives into wine or oil, respectively, lo, then he does not get a double portion in that Shevach. Why? Two words, say the Rashbam, Shinui Kona. Shinui Kona. As we have in the context of Gezela, we have this in a major way in the 7th parak of Baba Kama and parak of Aruba, the concept of Shinui Kona. If a ganav steals something and then changes it, he keeps it. He does not have to pay back. Now he just has to pay back money. So here too, the Shevach, you can only get the Shevach if it still looks like what it was. But if it's totally changed, if it's now wine, so then, or oil, so then he does not take a double portion in that. It's based on Shinui Kona. Okay, we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just continue first. Rav Yosef Amar, Afilu Darchum, no. Rav Yosef says, even if it was trampled, even if he made it, if the other brothers made it into wine or oil, still the Bechor is going to get a double portion. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Darchum, Meikara Invi, Hashta Chamra. How? It was originally grapes, and now it's wine. How can you say that he's going to get a double portion? So Gemara answers, Kida Amma Rav Ukva Barchama Litain Lo Dume Hezek Anavav. As Rav Ukva Barchama says elsewhere, no, what we mean, what Rav Yossi means, is in order to get the value of the Hezek, meaning if it went down in value after the change, the Bechor does not have to suffer any of that loss. That's what he means, that even if it's changed, you're right. He's not going to get the Shevach in what was changed. But all Rav Yosef is saying, Rav Yosef is not arguing, the Rashbam says. Rav Yosef is not arguing on the Shita of Rabbah. He's just adding on another din, that if a wend goes down in value, just like he said that elsewhere, the Bechor does not have to bear that loss. Hachanami doesn't know to buy Hezek Anavav. So to hear, the Bechor would not have to bear the brunt. Heicha itra d'Rav Ukva bar Chama. Where did he say that? Aha, on the following case, same case. Damar Rav Huhu, Damar Shmuel. Bechor upashet shiniach lenavien. Anavim ubatzrim zesim umaskum. A Bechor and a pashet, the father left them grapes and olives, and they collected them off the tree. Bechor no tobishnayim. Afilu darchum, even darchum, even if it was trampled. Darcha bikar eni vashta chamra. Aye, how could that be? Amar mar ukva bar chamra litain lo dmei hezek anavav. Fine. Right, so that's where he said the din originally. So, the svara given by the Rashbam of why there's a difference if the grapes were trodden, right, if they were pressed, why the Bechor Dezakei Pishtayim is because of Shinui Kona. And the Gemara says, so what, how can you say Rav Yosef argues on that? Ask Tosos without answering. Tosos Aval, I don't understand. If you remember the Gemara from Mesachas Baba Kama, there's major machlokos, whether Shinui Kona or Shinui Bimkoma Omeid. Machlokos Bishama Beis Hillel, machlokos other Amoraim and Tanoim. So what's the big deal? The Gemara says, oi, what do you do with Rav Yosef? Maybe Rav Yosef holds Shinui Bimkoma Omeid. He doesn't hold of Shinui Kona. It's so far-fetched. There are shitas out there that say, Shini Bimkoma Omeid. We have the shita Beishamai. Okay, but there are other shitas as well. So why don't you say, well, I don't understand, says Tosfos. There's another Manda Amar out there. How could the Gemara be Metame? Oh, what's happening? Tosfos does not answer the question. The Ksos quotes Tosfos and says, no. You know what the Gemara means? We find elsewhere that these Amoraim themselves hold Shinui Kona. Rav Yosef and Shmuel, we find, hold Shinui Kona. That's the question, right? Rav Yosef was first and Shmuel was second, what the Gemara dealt with. Where? That's what the Gemara is asking. These two Amoraim do not hold of Shinui Kona. Where do you have that? First you have Shmuel, Bava Kama, Daf Yon Aleph. Gemara that we spent a lot of time on. And that is very important Gemara. The Gemara says on Yon Aleph and Aleph, Amar Shmuel, Ein Shamin, Lo Laganif, Velo Lagazlan, Elo Lenezikin. We're not Shamin. We don't estimate. What does that mean? If I steal something and then I break it, I don't estimate the difference between what it used to be worth and what was broken, and I give you back the shards and just pay the difference. I don't do that. You're not shamin by Gedev and Gzela. Meaning what? If it goes down, I just have to pay you back something totally new. Elo Nezikin. By Nezikin, you are shamin. Meaning if I go and break your headlight, I don't say, I have to give you a new car. No, we don't do that. I break your headlight, I have to pay you I have to give you back the car, plus pay the difference of what the headlight was worth. What's the difference? Why do we say by a God of a Gazlan, we say, Ein Shamin? Shmuel says, Ein Shamin. We don't just estimate the difference. While by Nezek we do, says Tosas there. Top 10 important Tosas in Baba Kama. Tosas there says, this is a proof for the concept of Kinyanim. Kinyani Genevin Zela. The second that I steal something and I change it, it changes, so it's mine. That's why I'm not shaman. I don't just estimate the difference. I gotta pay back a whole new thing. That's the chiddush. Time of the gan of a gazlan, kanumiyad, kishotzi mishas bailim. You're konit, and then when you change it, forget it, for sure. So you see, says the ksos, you see Shmuel holds the concept of kinyanim and shini kone. Number one, and you look elsewhere, he quotes the Gemara's about Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef also holds shini kone, you look in Meruba. So that's what the Gemara is asking. These Amoraim, they hold of shini kone. So why would you say even darchum? The concept of Shinui Kona is a large one, just to remember some of the discussion that we have had, and that is, why do you say Shinui Kona? What type of kinyan is that? We know there are other types of kinyanim, Meshicha, Hagbah, Chazaka, and then all of a sudden, by a ganav, we say Shinui Kona. I stole this from you, it's yours. I stole wood from you. I make it into a chair, I can keep it, it's mine. What type of kinyan is that? So the Achronim discuss, is it similar to the other types of kinyanim with minor differences? Meaning the second that the change takes place, you are kona it? Is that, take shini kona literally? Is that what it means? Or do I say what many Achronim say, really shini kona doesn't mean shini kona. Really the ganav is kona it immediately, the moment he steals it. But there is something holding back those kinyanim. There's something that's not letting him have full kinyanim in the item. What's that? The chi of hashava. He has to return it. I was koneh when I took it out of your possession. But there's a chi of hashava now that says to me, I don't have full kinyanim. That's preventing my kinyanim from kicking in. The second that a shini takes place, that removes the chi of hashava, and memela I'm koneh it. But not because the shinui is the kinyan. The kinyan takes place originally when I take it out of the possession, right? That's what happens by a ganav. But once shini kona takes place, that removes the chiyav hashava, right? That is a major discussion in many. It's based on the rishonim already and the achronim, big nafkaminas. What if the animal goes up in value between the time of the Genev and the time of the Shinui. So if you say approach number one, then that Shevach happens in the Rishus of the Nignav, because it's not mine yet. Only B'shas Shinui it's mine. But Sheikin, if you say that it is mine right away, I, the Ganav, it's mine right away, but the Shinui removes the Chiyav HaShavah, so then it's fully mine. So then you would say that I, the Ganav, get the Shevach in the interim. Right? So that is the discussion of the Rush in the beginning of the ninth parak in Baba Kama. But again, there are other Nafkaminas as well, but this is the major discussion. Just give you one other Nafkamina, and that is, if you look in the beginning of Mesechus Parak Merubah, Merubah is really its own Mesechta, but if you look in the beginning of Parak Merubah, there are two different sources that are quoted for the concept of Shinui Kone. How do you know Shinui Kone? How do we know that is true? So if you look in the beginning on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes one source, Hain Velo Shinuyehen. Hey, I'm sorry, it's on Samach Hey Amud Beis. Samach Hey Amud Beis, Hain Velo Shinuyehen, possibly by Esnan Zona. Hain, they are Asur, but Velo Shinuyehen, their Shinuyim are not Asur to bring as a carbon. If you change the item, let's say, Rachman al-Islan, if somebody gives flour as payment to a zona, flour, so could you use that flour in the as a carbon for a carbon mincha? No. What if you bake it into something? Could you use that now as a carbon mincha, certain types of matzahs? So then yes, hein velo shinu yeyin. They are usur, but the shinu yeyin, that shinui changes the status. But if you look later on, the Gemara quotes another pasuk, kein shegazal. Right, v'heishav zakzela asher gazal ke'ein shegazal im kishegazal yachzer v'imlam damim ba'alma b'ayil shlume. Only what it is. So what do you need two psukim for the bakar of shinui kona? So there are many answers given. So there are just two answers that are beautiful because they fit in perfectly to this chakira. The Pnei Yoshua and Rabbi Chanan. Says the Pnei Yoshua there in Baba Kama. You know why you need two psukim for shinui kona? Because if you would have only had one pasuk, I would have said that Nehidi alfinan mehem velo shinu yehem, the shinu yehavi beguf acher. Fine, shinu would have told me that this is a different item. Afilu hachi, lo havi yadina misvara klau. Lo meimer sha gazlan yikne begzela al yede shinui. Below das and nigzal. Vi yigzal kol shifcha bakar chosha nigzal. Fine, it's a different item, but who says that I lose bilus? A lot of times my items change. So that's the chiddush of the second pasuk. Not only is it a different item, but you are kone it with that change. So why should this be mine? That's why you need the extra pasuk to teach me that even though once it's a different item, it's not only just a different item, but you lose bilus. Rabbi Chanan there in Baba Kama asked the same question and gives a very different answer. Rabbi Chanan says, you know why? Because if you only had one pasuk, fine, it's a different item, but you know what? You still have a chiyav hashava. You still have a chiyav hashava. How do you know the chiyav hashava disappears? Kamashma, and that's why the second pasuk comes along. It tells me the chiyav hashava disappears. So you see, just from those languages, they're talking differently. The Pnei Yeshua is saying, how do you know it's yours after the change? Because he seems to hold that shini kone is like other kinyonim. The shinui itself is konit. Masha Enkin, according to Rabbi Chanan, he seems to say, no, the kinyon might have happened right away. But the shini kone removes the chiyav hashava. And therefore, the kinyan from earlier kicks in. Right? That is the Shinui Kone discussion. Again, there's a lot more, but this is what the Rashbam quotes here for the Svara, that a Bechor does not get Pishnayim in Shevach that happens afterwards, even if he registers his complaint, because now it's different. And the concept of Shinui Kone. Okay? Two dots. We move on. Amar Rav Asi. Says Rav Asi, Bechor shenot al chela kapashut, viter. A Bechor that takes a portion like a pashut, a non-Bechor, viter. Let's say they're splitting up a piece of land, and they split it up, there are nine brothers, they split it up nine ways, and the Bechor doesn't say anything. He just takes his simple portion. He was then mevater, he made an implicit mechila, right? He was mevater getting the extra portion, because he didn't say a word. So how far does his mechila go? My viter, what did Rav Asi mean? Rav Papa mishpeh the Rava Amar. It's machlokes what Rava said between Rav Papa and Rav Papi. Rav Papa mishpeh the Rava Amar viter bosa sada. Rav Papa says, by giving up in this field, you only gave up in this field. This does not reflect anything about any of the other properties. V'raf papi mishmei derava amar viter b'chol nechasim kulan. No, you are mevater in all of the nechasim, because all the nechasim are connected. We'll see why in a minute. And therefore, being mevater in one is mevater in everything. Rav Papa, now the Gemara explains. Rav Papa, Mishveta Rava Amar Viter Bosa Sade. Rav Papa says, no, Rava said you're only Mevater in that field. Why? Kasavar Ein Lo LeBechar Kodim Chaluka. Because he holds, Rav Papa holds, that a Bechar does not really own his extra portion before the splitting up. He doesn't own it. So therefore, how could he be Mochel other things if he doesn't own it yet? As the Rashbam says, "Ein adam makna davar shlo bala olam." It's not split up yet. It's not his yet. So if it's not his, he can't be mevater on it. So only the land that they're splitting up at the present moment do we say his mechila works on, but it cannot work on more than that. That is what the Rashbam says. "Ein adam makna davar shlo bala olam." V'raf papi mishrei derava amar no. Viter b'kol nechasim kulan. You're mevater on all the nechasim. Why? Kasavar yeshlo lebechar kodim chaluka. Because Rav Papi holds that a bechar has a connection to the land even before the chaluka. Umida achel baha achel b'kulun. Because you're already connected to everything, so your mechila on part of it will represent the mechila on all of it. So that is the pshat in the Machlokes of Rav Papa and Rav Papi within Rava. So again, as I said, the Rashbam says, what's the Svara? The Svara is a fundamental Machlokes, Yeshlo or Ein Lo Lebechar Kodem Chaluka. Do they have a portion in the property? The Rashba does not quote the Rashbam, and he says, I don't think it's such a fundamental Machlokes. I don't think it has to do with Yeshlo or Ein Lo. Because you know what? Because you can even say the opposite. If somebody doesn't have if I don't have a Chaluk yet, then it's easier for me to be Mavat there. I don't want it. I'm a solid myself even before it comes to me. And if I have it, maybe it's harder for me. I might have to do a real kinyan to get rid of it. So says the Rashba, I think you can say just the opposite svara. So I don't think it's so clear that this should be yeshlo and therefore you can be mevater or ainlo, you can't be mevater. I think, well, hefa could also make sense. So the Rashba says, I think this machlokas is just about umdina. It's about what do we think is in the Bechor's mind. Not halachically what he can or can't do. Everybody agrees that he can do it, but yeshlo means he wants to do it. Doesn't really mean that he can do it. Devadai kol shomer beferishu mevater al kol viter. If we know for sure that he was mevater, he could be mevater. V'yad asal yadi matzim mevater. Avol onechlu kan el b'masha mochiach mitoch ma'isav hastumin. We just don't know. If he doesn't say, what does his actions mean? What is he trying to do? Demand amar viter b'kol nechasim k'savar sheyeshlo kodem chaluka u'b'mah sheyeshlo lo'adam mevater. The demand amar says yeshlo means a person is usually mevater in what he has. That's what yeshlo means. Umar savar einlo, and the other one says no she'ein adam mevater u'b'mah sheyeshlo u'b'mah she'einlo lo shayach vitur. But it's all about lemaisa what he does, not about a fundamental machlokas, yesh or ainlo, can he or can't he. That's an important machlokas between the Rashbam and the Rashba. What exactly is the machlokas in our case? So now the Gemara says...
Does the Bechor have to take?
Oh, so we're about to see that a Bechor can be mochel. A Pashut, as we'll see in a second, might not be able to be mochel, because that's Yerusha. But a Bechor is an extra din, and he can be mochel on it.
Take it, he's obligated to take it,
and
then give it back as a gift.
Oh, what if it, right, maybe obligated to take it? But the answer is, it seems to be that you can be mevater on this. You can be mochel on this. What about there's also, are there any other mitzvahs you can be mochel on? Let's say a person stole from the, person eats truma b'shogeg. What's the halacha? The halacha is, you have to pay back the kohanim. Pay back the kohanim, chulin mesukadim. You have to give back fruit. What if the kohen says, the Gemara Ksubas discussed this, could the kohen be mochel? It's okay, you could keep it. Is he allowed to do that? It's a mitzvah to return this stolen truma. So it's the return they discuss. Is it just a payment or is it also kapara? If it's a kapara, then it's not just a mitzvah that you can be mochel on. What about Hashavas Gazela? What if I want to return something to give you back money and I say mochel? So then you say... That also depends how you look at mechila. Is it as if you got it and then you're giving it back or not? So here too, maybe. If he's being mochel, maybe you could look at it as if he got it and he's giving it back. Maybe that's a lumdus of mechila. Says the Gemara, V'hadra papi v'rav papa, lav beferish itmar ela mechola itmar. Rav papi and rav papa never heard a shir from Rava on this, but they just, learned it from a story that occurred, and they guessed what he meant. So one of them was wrong, and one of them was right. Because if you have a machlokas about a story, Rashi says that in Ksubis. Rashi says on Daf Nun Vav, I think it is, when he's talking about Elu Be'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, you could always say Elu Be'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, unless it's a machlokas about something that happened. Right? Elu Be'elu, this says Asur, this says Mutter, but if it's a machlokas, what somebody said, if you have, Rashi says, if you have a machlokas about Rav Chizda Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Papa Amar Rabbi Yochanan, whatever the case may be, so that can't be Elu Ve'elu. Because one of them is wrong that the person didn't say it, unless he was Choserbo. So here too, Rav Papa and Rav Papa have machlokas what Rav meant. Tiahu Bechar to Azal Zavin Nichsei Didei Udapashit. The Bechar one time went and sold the properties. It sold his property, and he sold his brother's property without permission. Azal Yasvi B'nei Pashit L'mei Chatamri. Meanwhile, his brother, his dead brother, his brother died, and his nephews went to eat some dates from the tree that was left by their father. But the uncle, right, the Bechar, had already sold it. So what happens? Mahinhu lekuchos. Lamecha timri mihana lekuchos. They went to eat the dates from the lekuchos, from the buyers. Mechunhu. The buyers started hitting them, bopping them over the head. So Amar lehu krovim. Amar the krovim, the relatives of these poor yesomim said, lo mistaya dizavin tinhu linechzayu. Not only do you buy their property, ela mimcha nami mechisulehu. You're also bopping them over the head? What are you doing? So, also, l'kami de Rabba, they came in front of Rabba to have a din Torah, amr lehu, lo'asav lo klum. The Bechar had no right to do what he did. So therefore, it was not sold, it goes back to the orphans, says the Gemara. So this is the machlokas, what did Rabba mean? Mar savar lo'asav klum bapalka. Marav papi holds that what Rabba meant was that he had no right to sell the chelek ha'pashut. The chelek ha'pashut, and that's why he goes back to the brother. But he couldn't even sell his own chelek ha'pashut, let alone his brother's chelek ha'pashut. Only the chelek b'chorah you could have sold. That's Rav Papi. Umar Savar Bekulu. Rav Papa said no, he couldn't have sold anything. Anything, but he couldn't even sold his chelek b'chorah before he gets it. Therefore, the whole thing goes back, not just the portion that goes to his nephews. Shalchu mitam, they said from Eretz Yisrael, Bechar shemachar kodem chaluka lo asa klum, alma ein lo lebechar kodem chaluka. So they said from Eretz Yisrael, ein lo, but vehilcha sa the opposite, yesh lebechar kodem chaluka. A Bechar has a right, and therefore a Bechar can be mevater. Marzutra, midarishpa palag betzina de pilpali, behadi achen mishaveh. Marzutra one time would split up a basket of pepper with his brothers, even though he was in a Bechar, he split it up equally. Also, the commentary of Ashi, Amar Leho, Vitarta, Bemixas, Vitarta, Bechon, Chasam Kulan. Unbelievable. He might have millions of dollars worth of land, but because he split up this basket of pepper equally, so then that was a reflection that he doesn't want any of it, and he's Mevater on all of the Nechasim. Okay. One other point that comes up on the bottom of the previous Amud in the Rashbam. So he said a Bechar cannot be mevater and sell his portion, possibly, before he gets it. Yesh lo or ein lo. What about a pashut? Could a yoresh pashut sell his chelek before he gets his chelek? Could he sell it before he gets it? He's not ruining Yerusha. Could he sell it before he gets it? The Rashbam says no. The Rashbam says on the bottom, he can't. 5 lines to the bottom. V'alva got the chelek pashut ein lo. Right? Chilek Pashut for sure not. That's only once you get it. A Bechar, it says, Lasei Slo, a special din, that right when the father dies, it's an automatic gift to the Bechar. So possibly he owns that already, and he has some authority about it. But a Yoresh Pashut cannot sell his Chilek. That's what the Rashbam says. But Tosfos on the top of Amabez now, and the Yad Ramah, both say that a Chilek Pashut you can sell. You can sell. Why? What's his Raya? What's the Yad Ramah's Raya? The Yad Raya is a Gemara we had about 107, 110, Daf Yud Gimel. Back on Daf Yud Gimel, we had the Sugya of Good O Agud. Good O Agud, remember that? That was the Sugya of, if there's a certain small property that is too small for us to split, Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. So the Halacha is, one of the parties can go to the other one and say, look, either I'm going to buy you out or you're going to buy me out. Good or ugly. There are different rules when you apply that. But what's that concept? That concept is, even though neither of them have the rights right now, they own it jointly. Each one could force the other one and sell it They could sell it even though it's not theirs. So says the Arama, the same thing here. Even though the Yorish really doesn't have it yet, but still, they could sell it. So he says, V'achi nami v'stavra, says the Arama in Os Tzadik Vav, I think it makes sense that they could sell it. Di lo temahachi, hecha de lespa, din chaluka, de kaimalan is dina de gudo agin, hechi masi chad binayolo, gude le lechabre, hasugyol manda amar, enlo lo bachar kodim chaluka, de fila chonami lo masi machil, the yamber de kama de lo palgi, lo masi mazvin, hechi kaifina lizvune midi, de lo masi mazvin. That's the question. That Yad Ramaz brings a raya that it can be done from gudo agin. How do you answer the kasha? How do you defend the Rashbam? The Rashbam says that a Yorish cannot sell. He also knows that the din of good or agud. Says the Rebbe Chanan, crucial Rebbe Chanan. It's coming today for Rebbe Chanan, Dayenu. Right? And this is a crucial halachically and hashkafically. First we'll do the halachically. Says the Kovet Shirim in Os Tuf Dalid. Tuf Dalid. Says the Rashbam, you know what? You have to be machalik between Shutfin and Yorshim. That's a big difference. Shutfin, the sugya of gudo agud, is by partners. You know what partners have? They how many owners are there on that property? Two. There are two owners already. If you own something jointly, so what? You don't have exclusive rights, but there are two owners, you both own it. By yarshim, you know who owns the property before they buy it? There's only one owner. The owner are the yarshim. The tfusas habayis, that unit. That unit, that's why it's not theirs, and they can't sell it yet. By Shutfin, you each own it. He says the same thing, the difference between a carbon tzibur and a carbon Shutfin. A carbon tzibur, we discussed this in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha from Rav Soloveitchik. A carbon Shutfin has many owners. A carbon tzibur has one owner, the tzibur, the unit of the tzibur. You see, you could have many people that all become one unit. Tzibur versus Shutfin. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's the exact difference between Yarshim, this Tfusas Habayis, the estate. The estate is a unit that's very different. Ubir Achiluku, Dibis Shutfin, Kol Echad Me'a Shutfin, Hu Bailam Al Chelek, V'Tfusas Habayis, Havi Bailam Echad. K'mo B'dvar Mashayachim L'Tzibur. You find by Karbonis, there are different rules between Shutfin and Tzibur. A bird, there's no carbon tzibors that are birds. Any carbon tzibor, no birds. You can bring a bird, b'shutfis, right? But you can't bring a bird, tzibors. You see, different halachas. V'hainu, b'davar shal shutfis, yesh la'achef, it's b'ilam rabin. V'tzibor hu b'ilam echad. V'achanami b'tfusas habayis. Hanachasim shayachim l'klal yarshim. B'yachad. V'lo l'kol echad b'fnei atzmo. O'mishim hachi, ein kol echad yachol l'mkar, el emkein yibkru kulam b'yachad. That's how the Rashbam answers. Don't bring me in good or agud, because that's by Shutfin, and I'm talking about Yarshim. That would be the defense of the Rashbam. Okay? Good. Vayter, says the Mishnah. Ha'omer. Big sugyas now. They're all big sugyas. Says the Rat Mishnah. Ha'omer ish ploni b'ni b'char, lo yitel b'shnayim, ish ploni b'ni, lo yireshim echav. If somebody, a father, says, this firstborn son of mine, he will not take a double portion. This son of mine, he will not yarshin. Lo amar klum. What he says is meaningless. Shehisna amashkasa b'torah. That's going on when it gets to the Torah. That's different than saying, I want to sell my chilek b'chor, or I'm a vater on it. There you're not ruining what the Torah says. You're being mochel. So mechila is somewhat different. It's in my rishos. Maybe mechila is kilu is kabel. We have many sources like that. That's okay. But here the father is preventing it, so no good. Next part. Part two of the Mishnah. Hamachalik nechasav al piv. If you're giving out your nechasim, the Bachi adds in labanov to his children. Al piv. Right? Meaning you're giving over a matanas shriv mira. You're giving a gift right now. So then, riba la'echad u'miya la'echad, v'hishwa l'enes ha'bachar, if you gave more to one than to the other, or you gave the bachar equally, dvarav kayamin. That's fine, because that's matanas. You can give gifts while you're still alive. That's fine. V'yam amr mishum yerusha lo amar klum. But if you say mishum yerusha, right, you say, I'm doing this al yerusha, that's not nothing, because that's not yerusha. The Rashbam says, this is delo, k'rabi yochanan ben broka. We already had once, or we're going to have it also in a couple of days. Ryokan Abroka, who says, I am allowed to give a Yoresh more than other Yarshim, Yoresh Bein Yarshim, as long as he's royally Yarsho, so this mission is going against that. Number two. Part three. If in the language of your matana, even though you have Yerusha Lashon in there, you also have matana Lashon, then what you say is okay, because you say it's Mishum Matana. Fine. So, what if you mention Balpe?
In the first case it says Alpiv.
Alpiv, and the second one says Kasa. I'm not sure. It's good pick up. I'm not sure. It says Mechaik Lechaza Alpiv. I thought that just meant that before he dies, but you could be writing it. Alpiv just by the recording what he writes. I think they might be both Ksiva. Says the Gemara, Lemah Matzisa Delog Rabbi Yehuda, is our Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda? The first part of our Mishnah, which says that it's a Masna Masha Kazabat Torah. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar B'darash B'mamo Tano Kayam, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you make a Tznai against what it says in the Torah, indeed a Mominus, you're a bad guy, but it still works. Did Tanya, as the Brisa says, Homer Lee Shah Remukha Lejus Liamanash Ain Lichalai Sher Ksus Va'ona. Somebody says to a woman, I want to marry you as long al Tznai that I do not have any of the obligations of supporting you, of She'er, of Ksus, of Ona, of being with you. Harizim Kudashes. The marriage works, Vitzna Obatel. Rabbi Meir. Meir says, you're married and you have all the obligations. Right? Tough luck. Rabbi Yehud, you don't have a marriage without those obligations. Masla Mashakas Batorah, so the Tanai falls away and you're married. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'davar Shalmamo Tano Kayam. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. B'davar Shalmamo Tano Kayam. So therefore, you do not share in Ksus at least. That is a marriage without that, because though the davar shemamamo and the tzai is good, so is our mishnah against that? Because our mishnah is also about dini mamonis. Answers the gemara: no. Afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda hasam yada v'kamachla. No, over there, when does Rabbi Yehuda say it works by the wife? She hears about it and she's mochelas. Ha chalo kamachla. But here, who's mochel? Which son is mochel? And therefore, he has no right to do it. Right? The Ritva says he doesn't know about it, and even if he would know about it, he can't be mochel yet before he gets it. Period. Amar, there's an important point on here, but let's just try to read a little more first. Amar of Yosef, Amar ish ploni b'ni b'chori, if somebody comes and says, this is my firstborn son. So, notal bishnayim, that's good enough. That's a special ne'emanis, which we're going to talk about by the Hashem in the future, of Yakir. Special ne'emanis of the father, called Yakir, right, based on the pasuk, Yakir lost his lo pishnayim, he can identify his firstborn son. Ish ploni becharhu, but if he just says this is a bechar, not my bechar, eino notal pishnayim, he does not take double. Why? Dilma bechar deime kamar. Maybe he means this is the firstborn of his mother, not of me. Who does lakami de rabba barbarchana? Sorry, came in front of rabba barbarchana. Amrle muchzakani bazeshu bechar, I know this person is a bechar. Amrle mino yadis. How do you know that we currently have a bukhra sachla? Because his father used to call him a foolish firstborn. Right? That's what his father used to call him. So the Gemara said, Dilma bukhra di'imehu. Maybe he meant firstborn from the mother. To call bukhra di'ime nami bukhra sachla karile. Because people call even a firstborn from the mother a foolish firstborn. Period. So there's no riot just hearing the words firstborn. By the way, we don't have time to get into it now. But the Ritva here. Oh, it's a great footnote. But the Ritva here talks about, you see from this Gemara, that had they overheard the father not just saying foolish firstborn, but really saying bichori, that would be good enough. That meaning, but the father's not giving edus. That's called mesiach lefitumo. Just saying something without realizing that what you're giving is edus, mesiach lefitumo works for Yakir. Works, so this is not real Ne'amonis or Edus. This is a very important footnote in the Ritva. He gathers all the Marmakomos related to Yakir. We see Yakir works neged Edim. Yakir, there is no Chazara Toch Kedei Dibur, according to some Rishonim. If the father says, this is my Bechar, I'm not just joking. He can't retract. What do you mean he can't retract? Edus, he could be Chozer Toch Kedei Dibur. The answer is, this is an Edus. This is a special ne'amonis that the Torah gives to the father. And therefore, he can be believed even against Edom. And there's no chazara toka de dibor. And it's believed even mesiach lefitumo. And, right, there's many different halachas, but it's all based on the fact that this is a special din. The Ritva says right here, Shaminon, de kol shekoru aviv b'char gamur, b'mesiach lefitumo, harihu b'char, v'noto pishnayim. That's a crucial sugya, comes up in Kedushin, and it comes up here. A little more, don't want to leave you mark high and dry. Hu da'as l'kamid Rabbi Chanina, somebody came in front of Rabbi Chanina, Amalei muchzakani bazeshu b'char, I know that he's a b'char, Amalei minal yadis, how do you know? Amalei d'chiyavi as l'kami avua, because when I went in front of his father, Amalei hu, zilu l'gabi shichachas bri, go in front of shichachas, my son, d'buchrahu, who's a firstborn, umasi ruke, and his spit has healing power. And therefore, you should go in front of him, so you see, he's a Bukhari, has healing power. So, Dilma Bukhar de Imehu, maybe he was the firstborn of the mother. The Gemara says, no, Gemiri, we have a Mesora, we have a medical Mesora. Bukhra de Abba Masi Ruke, Bukhra de Imelo Masi Ruke. Only the roke, the spit, the saliva of a firstborn paternally has healing power and not maternally. Okay, we don't have time to do it, but the major sugya that's discussed here and in Ksubis is, according to Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir say? You can't make any tshnoim against what it says in the Torah, and therefore, you're married tough luck. Shouldn't you say just the opposite? The guy said, I only want to get married if I don't do this. So therefore, you should say the whole thing is null and the whole thing falls away. So you should say, he's not married. What do we say? He's married without the conditions. Unbelievable. He didn't have no das for that. So that's the major question, Tosas Iksubis Daf Nun Vav, and the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ramban here, long discussions, major discussions about Tanoim. How does a Tanai work? So we've mentioned Tosas Iksubis before, that really all the concept of Tanoim is a Chiddush. I did the act. How could something I say affect the act? I did the act. So the whole thing is based on a Chiddush, and therefore, if there's a problem with the Tanai, if you don't do Mishpatei HaTanoim, if you go against what it says in the Torah, the Tanai falls away, because it's a Chiddush, it's not a Chiddushu. And therefore, the Maisa is Kayim. That's what Tosa says on Unvav, in Ksubis, and the Rishonim here discuss it in more length. I'll leave you tomorrow to get into Tumtum and Androgynous. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up on Sunday. Okay, again, the Shir was sponsored, L'Zeich HaNishmas, Yosef Rafael Ben Isar, who's sponsored L'Zeich HaNishmasa for these 2 weeks. Again, anybody is welcome also to doubly sponsor it over the next couple of weeks, or to pick any other day. I just got a note for a February sponsorship, so feel free to let us know.